Vicki Weedenoff pleaded guilty in federal court to embezzling more than $187,000 from ALPS during the time she served as the credit union's second in charge. The former CEO of the credit union, James Weilman, was in the Anchorage courtroom when Weedenoff entered her plea.
Well, no, it was kind of an abstract experience, watching, you know, somebody that you thought you knew admit to a crime you never would have imagined they could have committed. But, you know, it was nice to see that at least it appears justice is being served.
Weilman was CEO of ALPS from 2007 until 2009. He worked a total of 10 years at the credit union. He says Weedenoff already worked there when he started.
We had a good working relationship and worked for two different CEOs together. And then, of course, she, you know, worked for me when I had the opportunity to manage the credit union the last few years before my employment ended there.
Weilman left at the end of 2009 when he and the board could not reach an agreement on his contract. His departure was unconnected to the investigation of Weedenoff. That investigation first came to light in March when Weedenoff was fired. Prosecutors accused her of taking money from the credit union's general ledger accounts and putting the money into her personal accounts. Al Strawn is the interim CEO of ALPS. He says other employees of the credit union first raised the alarm about the embezzlement when they were trying to verify information on a routine transaction.
And they discovered what they thought were unusual transactions on Vicki's account and notified me, and then we began to explore it further, and it became real obvious there was a pattern of misappropriation of funds.
Strawn, who is also permanent CEO of the Matanuska Valley Federal Credit Union, was in Palmer when he was notified of the problem.
Three of us got on a plane that evening. It was on a Thursday evening, I believe, and came in on Friday. We confronted Vicki at that time. We sent her home on administrative leave until we could further investigate this thing. And then shortly after that, within a matter of a day or so, we actually terminated her employment.
Strawn says the missing money will be replenished from private insurance the credit union is required to carry. And he says the embezzlement revealed more problems, including some badly kept records.
There was really two things. There was the dishonesty going on, which was obviously very wrong and very troubling. But what's maybe worse than that in some ways is that that Vicki had become very dysfunctional in her job, in her position as operations manager over an extended period of time.
So how did this all happen? At the time, Strawn says, internal controls on how money moved through the credit union were lax. For example, employees at the credit union all have passwords they use to engage in transactions.
Vicki was actually in a position to know other employees' passwords. She issued them, and some of the transactions were actually completed under other employees' teller codes.
Now, Strawn says those codes are issued by the credit union's IT staff. They're kept confidential, and they're updated and changed randomly. Strawn says auditors raised concerns about internal controls at ALPS in the past, but never found any evidence of malfeasance. There are still some unreconciled transactions that date back to 2008. He says they're not fraud so much as things that were just never properly recorded. The staff is making progress on reconciling those, and Strawn says that should be done by the end of the year. Weedenoff is scheduled for sentencing on December 13th. She's now a resident of Chatsworth, Georgia. There's no phone number listed for her there. In the meantime, the 3,000-member credit union is conducting a national search for a full-time chief executive. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.